Hello again and welcome to episode 3 in my podcast. I am sure, just like myself, you have challenges. Sometimes they feel insurmountable. Some are standing in front of you like a giant and you really don't know what to do. I know lots of times we try our best to struggle through our biggest problems on our own strengths. We lose sight of the fact that the biggest source of power and relief is patiently waiting for us to ask. I would like to retell the story of a young man that really did have a giant of a problem, but he had an even bigger faith in God. Scripture in 1 Samuel tells us about a young man named David. David was the youngest son of Jesse. His older brothers had followed King Saul and the Israelite army as they battled the Philistines in Judah. David, however, was left at home to attend his father's sheep as he was a shepherd. However, Jesse, David's father, was worried and wondering about his older sons, and so Jesse sent David to see how his older sons were doing. David gathered his provisions and traveled to the battlefield. That's where he found his brothers, and the Israelite army lined up for battle opposite the Philistine army. As we all know who stood there defying the Israelites, yes, Goliath. We know Goliath was a giant, over 9 feet tall, his armor, shield, and javelin weighing hundreds of pounds. Goliath challenged the entire Israelite army, reading from 1 Samuel 17 verse 8. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects, but if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects, and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel, give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Yes, the army of God had been offered a big challenge and no one was brave enough to fight the giant Goliath. For 40 days the giant would come out and make his challenge to the Israelite army and, I believe, this infuriated David to the point to where he had to approach King Saul. Starting again at verse 32, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine, your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him, you are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." David was a young man, not particularly big, and not a trained soldier, only a shepherd. David had something that was better, a great faith in God. We pick back up at verse 45. David said to the Philistine, You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. So David, acting as an instrument of God's hand, struck down the giant Goliath with a sling and a stone and a great faith. David took no credit but gave all the honor and glory to God. The Lord had a plan for David, he has a plan for you and I, he tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, I have plans to give you a future filled with hope." Wow, did you hear that? Let's read that again. "For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord, I have plans for you, not to harm you, I have plans to give you a future filled with hope." God loves us more than we can imagine, and He wants to help us, in any problem, big and small. All we have to do is ask, just as it is written in Matthew 7 verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." God has a plan for each of us despite our abilities or disabilities, advantages or disadvantages. He loves us and wants us to be happy and prosper. If God can take a young man and kill a giant, or take a young man who cannot walk or talk and send him far from home to tell his testimony to hundreds of people, God will be there, every time. I leave you with this scripture, and you must listen and think about every word to hear God's calling. Reading from the book of Matthew 28, starting with verse 18, "Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Thank you so much for making my podcast part of your day. And remember, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ. Please let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for our many blessings. Please come into our heart, soul, and minds. Help us with our problems and give us the faith to turn our cares over to you. We thank you in advance for loving us enough to take care of us even though we do not deserve it. Forgive us when we fail you, and have mercy on us. It's in the strong name of Jesus we pray. Amen.